Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. And maybe say that praise God. The Lord bless each one. And just thinking, you know, Brother Brian's probably just about getting home now from yesterday. It's a long trip. It's a long flight from here to Australia. And wears you out. And we really, I know, I'm sure everyone will agree, we really appreciate the meetings. And honestly can say, I agreed with, not that it matters in one sense, but maybe in another, but there's nothing the brother preached that I didn't agree with. I believed everything that a brother Brian preached. I enjoyed all the meetings. I really felt there was a good challenge to every one of us, especially in the Saturday night as believers. And on Sunday morning, God was showing us to keep a balance with everything, not to go extreme one way or the other. And I really appreciated the ministry and everything, and appreciated each one that came. And we were able to raise £1,230 for Brother Brian in total. But also want to say that someone left an envelope in one of the boxes. I can't remember which service, but I gave it to Brother Brian as well. I don't know what was in it. I didn't open it. It was addressed to Brother Brian. So whatever was in that envelope was on top of this £1,230. So it was more than £1,230. And that's a good offering for a small fellowship. And we really appreciate everyone that give. And the Bible says, if you give, you will be blessed. Amen. Praise God. So do keep praying for Brother Brian. The Lord will strengthen him. And he's going to preach in America in December as well for John McFadden and maybe other churches as well. Pray for Brother Brian. And also pray for Brother John's going over to preach for Brother Frank Hall in a couple of weeks' time. Pray for them meetings as well. Pray for meetings. And keep on the lookout for a hall or a site. Because I'm telling you now, we're going to have to make the move. Oh yeah, I don't care if you're looking at me. But I'm serious. I'm really serious about it. There's so many things we can't do, which I believe we should do. Let me put it like that. There's young men in here who could be doing the youth work, children's work, but we're not doing it. And I believe we could do it if we had our own facilities. Somebody agrees with me. Now, I don't want to put a down the square on you tonight. I hope I'm not doing that. The last time I mentioned the hall, it was near like a down the square. But if anybody agrees with me, if you have your own place, you have no restrictions. Nobody is going to say to you, you can't have a meeting on such a night. You can have a meeting when you want. And if God leads you to stay all night, you can do that as well. Now, you can stay all night here, I'm sure, as well, if any of you want to do that. But let's really be praying about it and looking that God will really have his way and let's go forward. And the interesting thing, Brian really encouraged me because they were 25 years in the rented buildings before they got their own place. 25 years. Then they got their own place. And 25 years. We're about 25 years as well. Wondering. They wondered about. Isn't that what it said? Well, he said they wondered about as well. They were in all sorts of dinges, he said. And then they got their own place. And we need to get our own place. And we want the work to continue. And if the Lord doesn't come for the next 100 years, we want it to continue on. But some of us are not here, that God's work will still continue on. Now, I haven't really no big sermon tonight, because I'll be honest with you. What I was going to preach tonight, when I went up to wait on the Lord and just reading the scriptures and going over everything, all that changed. And I just want to read a verse, and I want to just bring something. I believe it's for somebody. And it's to encourage you tonight. Let us read Hebrews 6. Just remain seated. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20. And this was in another message I was preparing, this scripture. But then I couldn't get away from this. And I just believe the Lord wants me to say something about it. I'm not going to be long. And we'll just see what the Lord said. And I wrote down different things here that I want to say. Just a few notes. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. And that's what I want to talk about. Hope as an anchor. anchor of the soul. Hope of an anchor is the soul. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us anchored, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. I read my Bible tonight on this verse 20, and it's powerful. It's slightly different. It's more or less the same, but you know what I'm saying. When I tell you, it's brilliant. When you really read that Melchizedek's no beginning, no ending, no father, no mother, no ascent, no descent, then you know that's God. Come with nobody else. But Jesus is after the order of Melchizedek, because we know he came in the Father's name. Let us bow our heads this evening. Loving Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight that we have a great privilege that we can come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way through the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb tonight, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Forgive us every sin, every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed, every action. Wash us and cleanse us this evening by the washing of the water of the Word and the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, sanctify us and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit tonight. Help us to be the people that you want us to be, and that will be a Pentecostal people, according to your word. Help us, Lord. Fill us afresh with your Spirit. Anoint us afresh with the Holy Ghost. Bind every work of the devil. Spoil his goods over our homes, over our lives, and over our loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we say amen till all our brothers prayed tonight, that all that's near and dear to us might be reached for the gospel, and that you might deal with every one of them and save them, we pray. Lord, that's our heart's desire for household salvation. Lord, grant it, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. I pray especially for some that's not here tonight, Lord, that's praying, Lord, different things they need help with. Ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll be with them this evening. Ask you that you'll help them. Ask you that you'll meet them at the very point of their need. In Jesus Christ's name. Lord, you know everything. And you're in control, even as a brother so well preached, that you're leading our lives, even when we don't know it. And we thank you for it, that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit tonight to help me, and I thank you, you do, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I just want to take this simple thought tonight. Hope as an anchor of the soul. It's really the verse 19. I won't go into verse 20 to the Melchizedek. That's a whole other big subject. I just feel led in this verse. It's for somebody tonight. This word here, hope, it's not really expressed in the Greek, but it is through our English. It's expressed, and there's a full supply of it in English. And I want us to see some things about this word hope. Hope is set forth as an anchor that keeps us steady, an anchor that keeps us from moving, an anchor in the tempest, an anchor when the wind is blowing. This anchor is not threw out on a rock that it can't be caught on, and it's not threw in the quicksand that it can move in either. It's in the firm rock. It's anchored in the firm rock, and that firm rock, the Word of God tells us, is Christ Jesus. So we are anchored in a firm rock. In other words, we're anchored in a place that's unmovable. That's Christ Jesus. We're anchored in the person of the Lord. We're not anchored in a man. You could put your anchor in a man and he could fail you. And he'd let you down. You could look in his life and find something that didn't please you. You're bound to find it. But you'll not find it in the Lord. You'll never fail you. And his word says he'd never forsake you. This is a steadfast anchor. That we may not be tossed up and down, carried this way and that way, or overwhelmed. Saints are in this world like ships of the sea. A sea is often very troublesome and dangerous by reason of great waves, reefs and gusts and storms of wind. Like the devil and his instruments bring the real believers into troubles and dangers. The devil wants to bring you into troubles and he wants to bring you into dangers. He wants to set about you a wave. But the Lord wants you to know your anchor. And the Lord wants you not to look at the waves. And the Lord does not want you to look at the troubles, but the Lord wants you to know your anchor. Now that would get me to thinking about Peter the night. And Peter saw the Lord. And he says to him, it's you, Lord, bid me come. And I tell you, people talk about the failures of Peter, but I'll tell you one thing. He guts to get out of the boat and walk on the water. Peter got out of that boat and he walked on the water. But as soon as he took his eyes at the Savior, he began to sink. And I believe God is saying to me as a preacher, that's what I'm to preach. I'm serious now. I believe, I can't speak for anybody else, the preachers do what you want. For me, the Lord wants me to preach Christ. For I believe you can be well led with storms to run you here and there and everywhere, and then you don't preach Christ. But we need to preach Christ. And Peter looked on the Savior. And while he looked on the Savior, he was steadfast and unmovable. But when he took his eyes of the Lord and he looked on the circumstances, he began to sink. I'm going to be bold tonight and say this. There's somebody in this meeting and you're looking on the circumstances and not the Lord. And God wants you to stop looking at the circumstances. And I'm going to try and show you tonight that this anchor can't move. It's steadfast. It's anchored. Let me read you these few things I've noted down. The sea often troublesome gusts, storms, winds, like the devil and his instruments bring saints into much troubles and dangers. Now as an anchor is of great use to hold a ship fast in the midst of the storms and tempests, so as it cannot be whirled up and down, this way and that way, nor cast upon rocks or sands, but kept steady in the place where the anchor's cast. And the Lord wants you to cast steady in the place for the anchor's cast. Your anchor's not cast in an organization. Your anchor's not cast on a man. But your anchor's cast on the Savior. Christ is really your anchor. He's my anchor. And he can't fail. And his words can't fail. The brother mentioned it when he prayed. God's words are infallible. They're immutable. They can't change. This book is an unadulterated book. These are the words of spirit. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they're life. When Jesus spoke, he spoke life. He never spoke death. He spoke life. And the Bible says, we have in our tongue the power of life and death. In our tongue. And then didn't a prophet preach spoken words, original seed. And he said, God given the spoken word. To speak life. It's all about life. God in the beginning said, let there be light. He spoke life. He's author of life. The devil wants to brainwash you. He wants you to see the trouble. He wants you to see the circumstances. And he wants to make them as big to you as he can. But the Lord wants to remind you your anchor. Now I'm telling you, God gave me this 10 minutes. Sharon was calling me to come down tonight. Time was gone. I went up for a couple of hours, and then the next thing, this is what came. I had all prepared what to preach, but couldn't do it. This is for somebody tonight. I want you to listen. I really believe this. I'm convinced of it. It's so that ye can't be moved. Wherein this anchor is cast, nor split upon the rocks of presumption, or drive into the sands of difference and despair. And the devil can drive people to assumption and despair. That's the devil. But the Bible says that God gives his beloved rest and peace. And he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of truth and of a sound mind. It's the devil that puts us in despair. Maybe you have a situation tonight and you think you could do nothing about it. And I hear a lot of people saying, sure, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, that's an absolute lie. I can tell you God has given you a recipe. Prayer. That's what you need to do. And prayer changes things. Prayer is powerful. And when a believer prays and is sincere in prayer, God answers and God moves. Prayer. You can pray. The devil's lying. When he tells you there's nothing you can do, he's a liar. You can pray. And I'll tell you something else you can do. You can plead the blood of Jesus over that person. And I want to tell you that the blood of Jesus is the most powerful thing. Because we read here that he's entered into that within the veil. That's the place Christ went with his own blood. So that there's an open door in the night. There's a way in for every believer. There's a high priest that sits at the right hand of majesty and high. And you know why it says he sits? Because he's finished the work.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. It's done. It's been paid for. And he wants us to have hope. And that's our anchor in Christ tonight. This anchor. Hope is here set forth as an anchor of the soul. To distinguish it from iron anchors used by ships, by the soul is here meant the spirit of a man, even the regenerate spirit. God has redeemed you. God has redeemed me. We are the children of the Lord. We have an anchor within us tonight because we're born again. We're not of this world, we're of another kingdom. We have hope within us as an anchor. Because we're regenerated. We're born again. We're changed. The price has been paid for us. Hope especially means to keep the soul safe. And is the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 8 says this. But let us hereof the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. So this is part of our protection. This hope is not just an anchor, but this hope is part of our armor. God's given us armor, you know. A helmet of salvation. We have a hope. The enemy come at me. God's give you a helmet of salvation. Do you ever use it? Do you ever see them fellas in America? I know we call it rugby over here. They call it football. But for to explain it, you know, the American football is really like our rugby, similar. But them boys wear helmets. You know all the rugby players here, their ears is all bursted. Seriously, isn't it? All their ears like cabbage ears. But over in America, they wear the helmets. And you take on boys coming at you with a helmet. I'm telling you what, you're going to get out of the road. Coming through you. And God has given us a helmet. Mighty helmet to go through the enemy. Amen. Didn't David say, I will run through a troop, I'll jump over a wall. Helmet of salvation. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation. Helmets for protection. Now, where's it? Where is the helmet? Where does it go on? Your head. Where's the battle of the day? In the mind. And the word of God says, let the mind that be in Christ be in you. So you and me raise a standard against him. Resist the devil and he'll flee. How will I resist the devil, brother? Simple. Submit yourself to God. And once you submit yourself to God, then you'll be able to resist the devil. But if you don't submit to God, you won't be able to resist the devil. You must submit to God. And your ways and my ways must be submitted to God. And I tell you, God's given us, we're anchored. Anchored. Spiritual armor for the saints of God. The soul is fenced, kept safe from spiritual enemies and assaults. The apostle showeth that hope is of special use to keep the soul in all troubles and trials. Hope! Psalms 125 verse 1 says, they that trust in the Lord, and that word trust means hope. That's what it means. They that trust or hope in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. When you hope in the Lord, you can't be moved. The devil wants us blown every road, like the ship. If the ship has no anchor, where would it end up? It could end up anywhere. Wrecked on the rocks, destroyed on the rocks, because it wasn't anchored. But when the ship is anchored, even if the storms come, the ship remains, because it's anchored. The winds might blow it, they might toss it, throw it about and all that, but because it's anchored, it remains. And the Word of God says, we have an anchor that keeps us all. Some even said it, steadfast and sure of the billows road. We have an anchor. Trust in that anchor tonight. Trust in the anchor. And it says Christ. He is the real rock, you know. Didn't Paul say he drank water from a rock, and that rock was Christ? He's our rock. Unmovable. Steadfast. A sure foundation. A foundation that the Bible says, be careful how you build upon. Let no other man build it another. But there's one true foundation. Didn't the brother preach about the foundation? He mentioned the foundation. God will not take us on the summit that's no foundation, but the Lord is working us on the foundation and bringing us up. He's not bringing us on the ground where there's no foundation. They that trust in the Lord. Psalms 56 verse 4. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I'm trusting in the Lord. Don't fear a man and don't fear a devil or a demon or a power, for the power of Jesus Christ is greater than any other power. The power of Jesus Christ is the greatest. I tell you, we need the Holy Ghost. We need a deeper experience of the Holy Spirit. We need a deeper filling of the Holy Spirit. We need, as a fellowship, to be seeking for a moving of the Spirit in our meetings. I believe that with all my heart. I believe God has been moving. And I believe he wants to move, Lord. I believe it. Romans 5 and 5. It's one of my favorite verses. No, I love the book of Romans. Hebrews and Romans, probably two of my favorite books in all of the Bible. Romans 5 and 5. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Hope maketh not ashamed. We're not ashamed because we have hope. Regardless to the trial, regardless to the trouble, the devil might want you to give up, he might want you to quit, and all sorts of things. Did the brother preach about it? Did ever you think you'd be living in a time, living in a day, people say they're the best message the world's ever seen, and they're quitting. They're going back. Because they've lost hope. Because they've took their eyes off hope. Hope's in the Lord. There's nowhere else. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only in Him. And the Lord wants us to have hope. And I'm finished. I told you just a short word. I want you to really to think about this. I want you to hope in the Lord. Your anchor is in the Lord. Steadfast. We have an anchor which steadfast. You don't need to get an anchor. And if the devil's told you that, he's a liar. You already have it. You have an anchor. You are anchor. It's the Lord that's keeping you. You're not keeping yourself. The Lord's keeping you. The Lord's keeping me. I wouldn't get to them stairs without Him. The Word of God says He holds the breath I breathe. But in all that, He wants us to yield to Him. He wants us to submit ourselves to Him. He wants us to hope. And He wants us to turn to Him. Take your eyes on the storm. And hope in the Lord. I just want to say this in closing. I know we're in a season where things are maybe not happening. As a brother explained, the way they happened in a day gone by. But there's one thing I want to tell you tonight. There was a man in the Bible, and he missed the season. Completely. And the Bible says an angel come down at a certain season. Trouble of the water. And even though he missed the season, Jesus still came down. Will you hear me tonight? So don't let the devil try and put in your mind that you have missed something and now there's no hope. That's a lie. I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll take things out of a sermon and he'll give you something out of it and he'll twist it to make you have a negative view on it. That's the devil. But you need to look at the whole picture. What God said. And there's nothing negative for me. I'm not saying that. And I know you will agree. But I want to tell you there's hope tonight. And when somebody says it can't be done, God will do it. God always starts with an impossibility. What storm are you facing? There's hope. Let's come and pray tonight.